All right, Gamer Tag Radio listeners, we need your support. We're planning to go to E3 2019, but we can't go without your support. Head over right now to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com and support the show. You can donate if you want, or there's another way for you to support GTR. Go to store.gamertagradio.com and buy t-shirts, hoodies, stickers. Please spread the word. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, Battle of the Games. We continue here. The last episode, we talked about Final Fantasy. That was like a good...
I still think I'm right.
That was...
And the polls have showed Final Fantasy 7-1.
Not yet. What are you talking about? Not yet. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I already know the future.
That was strictly 60 minutes of just Final Fantasy conversation.
When you put it up on Twitter, we're going to see Final Fantasy 7-1.
Look, man.
As I'm
just saying, them. I'm just saying that was a pretty good conversation. I felt like everybody had their reasons. Mm-hmm. It was on point. Like I really liked the conversation
because it's hard for me to argue against games that I love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
It's like picking your favorite child. You can't do it.
But we're just having fun.
And also, too, nostalgia is always going to win. Like,
I think
matter.
So. I think yeah. nostalgia is always going to win. That plays a big part, and it's hard to like take that out of the equation.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Danny speaking. Paris and Pete are not in this episode. This is like a kind of like a bonus episode, but I have special guests here for Battle of the Games. We have Nano.
Yo, yo, if you remember from last time, I'm the guy that picked the most unorthodox Final Fantasy.
I really know. I think this was a good game. Dude.
I know, like, but it wasn't your typical
I was Final very Fantasy surprised.
JRPG game.
I was very surprised.
That's a curveball. It was a curveball that I wanted to throw in there, but it was worthy of being in the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also joining us this week for this episode,
Bam Beats.
Battle
back,
of, the,
baby.
Of the games, Bam Beats.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Dropping more knowledge this time.
Yeah, man. So
this time around.
Then this time around. Last time.
I think this one is going to be a pretty good one.
Let's do it.
This is going to be a really good one. And maybe it might be controversial too, man.
It might. Because apparently there's a guy who put the 64.
Wait, whoa. We haven't even mentioned the name of the game. Relax.
We did pre-talking. I'm ready to go.
We're going to talk about our favorite Zelda game.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are going to have different opinions about it. It was I got to give props to Nano because Nano was the one that came up with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's a good topic? Everybody's going to have their opinion about their favorite Zelda games.
Yeah.
All right?
I feel like, I mean, as long as I've been alive, there's always been multiple, like there's a Zelda game almost every year. It feels like, you know what I mean?
It's every two, three years
you get a Zelda game.
Yeah.
Zelda is kind of like in the same realm of Mario where it's like another one's coming out.
Or Final Fantasy.
You know what I mean? Like, oh man, and you're hype about playing the game. So there's so many Zelda games to talk about and I wanted to know what was your favorite. What do you think the best Zelda game is?
Yeah.
In all of, you know, your history of playing, because I've played from the first one till the most recent.
Yeah.
And so have you guys.
Yeah.
So what is your opinion on what ranks as the best Zelda game overall?
All right. So we're going to have the conversation right now in a few seconds. But if you have your favorite Zelda game, this is how you can let us know here on Gamer Tag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yes, let us know, fanmail@gamertagradio.com or give us a call 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. Bam, look at me like,
I'm looking at like
up.
Saying we have a phone number?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long time, Bam.
It's been a long time.
We upgraded from
I
the
can
phone
see
days.
You got a nice little board. It's got flashy little lights on it.
Yeah, man. That's how we
it's
do
like
it.
It's like you paid a pretty good penny on this.
Yeah,
board.
It was It was expensive.
And what back of the truck did you get this board from, man?
No, nah, man. I bought it straight from the website,
straight
man.
Straight from retail?
Yeah, retail, man.
This I knew is... a guy in the back of a bus, bro.
Oh, God, please. All right, so we're going to be talking about our favorite Zelda game. Can we start with the bad first? Because I think we
what's
have
your
a lot.
Yeah, what's the worst Zelda game?
It's going to be unanimous with this.
All right, on, Zelda 2 was my worst Zelda experience. Look, I love 1. 1 was groundbreaking from the original Nintendo. I was like, oh, my new Zelda. Zelda 2.
But I agree with, I'm with Godfrey on this one. Zelda 2, the, what is it? Link's Awakening? Link's Awakening, right?
That was 2? I don't remember the name.
Wait, Zelda it's 2D.
It's yeah, 2D. It's 2D. It was for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, for the NES. It's Zelda 2.
Yeah, I think it was Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
It was made before the whole storyline.
Wait, but for 2?
Yeah, part 2. The one that we're all talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that game was trash.
I didn't like that game.
The Adventure Link.
I didn't like that game.
Yeah.
Please, look, if somebody likes that game, please tell me why you like that game. Because I... hated
you know what?
That game.
It was mixed with like Castlevania where you go to different towns and you like go to people's houses.
First of all.
It was 2D.
First of all, do not compare that to a classic Castlevania.
But it was like Castlevania.
It was
remember,
trying.
Castlevania was on top of the world at that time.
Yeah.
So they try to emulate that same faction.
Garbage. I hated it.
I agree with you. Let me tell you something.
Wait.
Going back to Link 2.
Yeah.
I remember being like 6-7 years old playing the original one, like, oh my God, this game's amazing.
And First save file.
Yeah. I had the gold cartridge and everything.
Yeah,
and then I remember playing Link 2 and I'm like, as a little kid thinking like, yo, this game is dog crap. What is this, dude? What am I playing? Me and my brother never finished that game to this day.
I was never.
It was trash.
Yeah, it was.
Wannabe Castlevania, Link mixed with Zelda.
It's whack. But I love the first one. Gold cartridge. First time that I save a game because it was so long.
I think I had.
And here's the bad thing about that game. Your batteries died.
Oh, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
but it was over. Never in your time, the NES.
No, but the only way, because this is how I finished the game. So I play a lot of Nintendo games at the time.
Yeah.
Right? So I had to have the game inside of the system in order to save because
why?
The system gave the battery power so you could still save. But as soon as you take out the cartridge, that's it. Everything is
no
because
way.
my battery was dead. It was an older Zelda game. So the battery was already too dead.
I had the original press, like the gold cartridge.
Yeah.
I didn't have to take it. I mean, I took it out.
But remember, after a while, the battery died. You know how they had a battery back then?
Yeah,
it was
kind of
like watches.
Battery.
There was like battery watches. It was
I don't remember mine's ever dying.
Mine died, yo. So the only way I could save it, I had to leave the cartridge inside of the system.
So you buy like another Nintendo?
No. So it gave the battery kind of like a little bit of power so I could still save it and it will not erase.
I don't know. I don't remember.
As soon as you move the cartridge, yo, everything you worked on, gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yo, I go old school with my stuff.
But you had the gold cartridge, like the original.
Yeah, the original
one. That was probably my favorite.
A collector's
edition, like release.
It was dope. Now, can we talk about the best Zelda games ever? Now.
Well, okay. Well, let me stop you there because you can't just go best overall.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the best. Oh, man. It's tough because Zelda was released on a lot of platforms.
Yeah, it was. But there was some good and there was some, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of those.
So what's your best Zelda? What's your favorite Zelda overall? Number one?
Okay, can I say before number one? I can say what was like up there?
Okay, one that competes with number one but isn't one overall.
Okay. I think 64 was Ocarina of Time was really up there.
So that's not your number one?
Wait,
that's not your number one?
It's.
I thought you were going to say Link to the Past.
I don't know.
Like
no.
Up there, but not number one.
Link to the Past, I put it maybe like a number 3.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
My number.
I think we're all.
That's
we're
my
on
number 3.
We're on the same page. Ocarina of Time was number one for a very long time. It was the first time that I was like, wow, open world. I could go anywhere I want. Like it was 3D graphics. I was like, the only thing that was like really tough was the water level. Holy crap.
Oh yeah. That's the temple.
Everybody went through.
I'm not going to lie.
Everybody
I used the strategy guide. I bought a strategy guide.
I did it and it took me a month to beat that.
It took me a month to figure that out.
Man, I bought a strategy guide at Target.
But
I'm not even ashamed.
I'm not going to lie, dog.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It took me a couple weeks.
That level made you buy the strategy guide, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But it took me a couple weeks to find that game. because every time I go to a store, oh, we sold out, we sold out. It was so I went, I remember working at a mall. It was this place called Dayland Mall. It still exists.
Still exists, yeah.
But
it's still thriving, Godfrey.
So there was, there in the mall, there was a GameStop.
EB Games at that time.
Yes,
and there was also a Best Buy, but it was like farther. But it was part of the Dayland area. I found Zelda 64 at Best Buy because every store I will go to, oh, we sold out, we sold out. It was hard to find at the time, man.
I mean, I didn't have that.
It sold. No, your mom bought it for you.
My mom bought it. And I can tell you the story about my.
You mentioned a few, but it took me a while to find that game. I couldn't find it day long. Like day one, I couldn't. It took me like a week or two, maybe three. Can't remember the top of the head. But once I found it, it was game changer. I was like, wow, this game is amazing. There was years I'm like, yo, there's no other Zelda game that's going to surpass it. But even though I've never finished the game, never finished
it. You never finished the 64 one?
No. I finished the 64.
Okay.
What I'm about to mention right now, I never finished the game. I got really far. I think Breath of the Wild.
You never finished Breath of the Wild.
No. First of all, I finished it like more than a year ago, bro. Can I say why?
Jesus, I mean, I'm already losing respect.
I'm kind of judging.
Can I say why? First of all, that game came out. I bought the Nintendo Switch.
I bought the Nintendo Switch because of that too.
And that was the game. But let me finish. Before you say anything. Remember, I'm in a position that I have to talk about a lot of games.
Yeah, you're right. I get that.
It's hard for me, like, to really.
I can see the argument.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. But I got there was some parts I got stuck that I moved on.
I didn't move on.
But I love the difficulty. Like it wasn't difficult that did I stop playing it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because of that. It was just
you needed to play something
else. It was just
you had a lot on your plate.
Yeah, because at that time it was spring. A lot of games came out. Like that was a problem because Nintendo Switch came out. It was just too many things going on at the same time.
Yeah, I understand.
It was not only that game, but I also played other Nintendo Switch games. It was just a mix of that, and you know. But I still will put up there by a little bit,
by hair,
by a hair. And the only reason why I say that game is a little bit better than the Nintendo 64 Ocarina of Time was because I could go to any castle, anywhere I want.
Which I like that better.
Because Ocarina of Time, to me, you have to go from A to B.
Yeah, it was still linear. It was still a linear game.
I can't go to one castle if
it wasn't
I don't
fully open. It was sort of open world, yeah. but it wasn't really the
first open world game. And the first open world game that I ever played, period, from Nintendo, was Mario 64.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That game basically helped all these games like The Witcher, Zelda, all these open world 3D style. That was the first one. But Zelda, I put it up there super, I'm talking about like inches away, number one. Breath of the Wild, I have to put it up there.
A little bit over. I can see the argument.
It's a good, great story,
voice.
You know what, though?
Before I go to you, Lano, the thing that I love about Breath of the Wild, I could be anywhere in the game and I could still see what's in front of me from far away. That was dope. You couldn't really do that in Nintendo 64.
Oh, of course not, man. It was not like polygon graphics. Dude.
Yeah, the thing that stood out to me about Nintendo 64 was... Yo,
it was ahead of his time.
It was a kid and then getting older. It was just like...
No, you had to time travel.
Dude, that was groundbreaking, man.
Ahead of his time is not even the word that describes the Nintendo 64
one. What would you call that one then?
It's like... Dog, I can't even describe. It's beyond ahead of its time. Like that game was like an omen. Like it was something that just came out and it was unheard of, dude. And it's higher than what you can think of.
No, I
agree. Like Nintendo 64, like, dude, I'm playing this game. I'm like, yo, this is not even a Nintendo 64 game. This is on its own platform. It's on its own genre of how good this game was, dude.
Yeah.
Like the 64 was, it still hits me to this day, dude. Like I got my Nintendo 64 back and I'm like, yeah, I'm looking through it. I found WCW versus NWO. I find Perfect Dark. I'm like, where's Zelda at?
You found Zelda?
No, Zelda wasn't there.
Well, what they did release Zelda 64 Ocarina of Time on the 3DS, mm-hmm. and it looked even better.
I bought
really.
I have it. If you want to borrow it,
yeah. It that game.
It was a good remake. They did a really good job on it.
Yeah, it's smoother graphically, on point. Man. Now, I know you have a lot of things to say now. Go for it. This is your opportunity. I talked a lot.
All right. My thing is, it's hard for me to give best overall Zelda because Zelda was released on so many platforms. You know, you had your 64, you had the Switch, you have the Game Boy. I can't just give you a best overall Zelda. And if I did, it'd be cutting it very close between two titles that you mentioned, mm-hmm. which is Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
And Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Those are my top two Zeldas overall. But if I had to go by console, yo, Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages is probably one of my favorite Zeldas.
That's pretty good, though.
And that was released on the Game Boy Advance, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a bad game. It's not a bad game.
It's a good Zelda, yo.
I put him up top five.
A Link Between
Worlds. Not top three.
Top
three.
A Link Between Worlds was good. That was that 3D, 2D Zelda.
Ooh, yeah. I put that number four.
I mean, it's up there. It's up there. It's good.
It's up there.
Ah, oh, man, if I had to pick a game, I'm going to go with... Yo, I don't know. Majora's Mask was good, man.
I didn't really like Majora's Mask, dude.
Can I say something about that game?
It was one of the more difficult Zeldas.
It was, to me, it wasn't because it was difficult.
Yo, you had a time limit.
It wasn't about being difficult. It just, it didn't feel like a real Zelda game.
It was, I feel like it was rushed after the 64.
Yeah.
Am I right?
It might have.
Yo, you had 72 hours to save the world.
Yes. It was not a bad game. It was just like, I was a little bit disappointed. I felt at that time, no, I'm talking about Nintendo 64 days. I felt like that game was a little bit rushed.
So where do you rank? I'm going to throw another title. I'm a game that revived the series, which you could say, it's safe to say it revived it.
Okay.
Twilight Princess for the Wii.
I'll put
Twilight Princess was a good game.
I put Wind Waker higher than that. Are you serious? Wind Waker from the GameCube?
That was a good game.
That's not better than Twilight Princess?
I never played that. The one that Nano's talking about, but Wind Waker was amazing, dude.
Yo,
that's the with the boat, right? With the water,
yeah, the cartoony.
And not only that,
tooling.
Not only that,
Smash.
At that time, that was a very controversial game because a lot of the gamers like. Yo, what's up with this cel-shaded game?
Like, I said the same thing too. I'm like, God, what the hell? This is not Zelda. And then I played the game. I'm like, oh, yo.
You know what was the first cel-shaded game? It was Jet Set Radio. Mm-hmm. Nintendo was like, yo, this is pretty good. And they created Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
But still, even if you're not a fan of that graphics, the story.
The graphics, the gameplay.
Difficulty was
don't
good.
Don't eat negative. Good. The bolt. Traveling, that was a little bit.
No, I like that. I like that.
It was too long in some parts.
I think it was too much too.
Which they changed it when they remastered version.
They did.
Was it for Wii U? Nano? Was it Wii U that came out?
The remaster. I believe so.
Which I get.
Well, Wind Waker was what 2000 and
dude. That 2000, was early 2003.
It was late, early it's like 2000. Late 03, 04.
Yeah, but
no, it was 03.
I think. Yeah. It was dope, like the graphics, story. It was cool.
March of 2003.
It was a young Link. It was a very young Link.
Toon Link. Yeah, it was a young kid Link.
Toon Link, they call it. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'll put it up there, man. I'll put it up there.
But if I had to choose, I mean, I think Breath of the Wild is probably the best Zelda game.
It is, man. Bam doesn't agree. He thinks 64 was up there.
But it's like you. It's like with that hair decision. The reason why I go with the 64 better is because nostalgia reasons. That's pretty much.
But Bam. Breath of the Wild.
No, Breath of the Wild.
It's the closest.
You're making it sound like I'm saying Breath of the Wild is like Link 2. Like, no. It's amazing, dude.
You can't rank Zelda games in terms of overall because I would split it in between console and portable. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm comparing everything because I'm talking about because remember Nintendo 64 Ocarina of Time version came out also for the 3DS kind of like a remaster mm-hmm. but a little bit better graphics.
It's just also,
it's portable so it doesn't make a difference though,
the
man.
Zelda
Link to the Past Part 2 what was the one right that came out for the
wall
with the wall yeah. cartoon
oh no that was A Link Between Worlds I think
yeah Link Between Worlds dude that
game was good
that game I put it up there, yo. Mm-hmm. It's my top.
I don't know if I put it up.
I bought it for my nephew. I mean, my stepson. Good. He loves it, dude.
It was good. Likes it a lot. It was really
to the point. Like, I think I'm gonna play that game.
Now,
too.
We didn't mention Link to the Past. It has to be up there too.
No, Link to the Past is number three. Like, it's
number cut. Three.
And, there's nothing beating that game.
And this is from Super Nintendo 16-bit era, man.
Well, Skyward Sword, which I'm not too huge of a fan of the game because it was full motion.
I didn't like the game.
It's but
that's the reason
that's
why
the
they like
game
it.
That continues the story after I think Ocarina of Time. It explains the beginings of the origin of the Master Sword.
Yeah.
The beginning of Hyrule, the Kingdom of Hyrule.
No, but Ocarina of Time that's the game that splits the three timelines. So like,
but see,
you can say that about two other games.
The continuity
that takes place
of
after
Zelda
it.
Is tough because it all is those confusing. Games.
That's the thing I don't like
stories.
About Zelda. Like, but they made it too difficult and for like.
There's no linear story.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. I don't see Zelda as like, oh, let me continue the story. I really don't. I just want to play a Zelda game. It's like,
yeah, I get that.
It's like Final Fantasy for me. Like, every time you're gonna get a new Final Fantasy game, it's gonna be a new story, new everything, new whatever.
Well, the thing but is, Final Fantasy doesn't continue with the same people over
and
over.
But the thing is, Zelda, you have to like sit down and there's even a book that kind of breaks down the storyline. I really don't care about that stuff, man. I just want to enjoy a great Zelda game. Nintendo 64, Breath of the Wild, Link to the Past, even Between Worlds, that was really good.
If I had to choose, I'm going to...
Get closer to the mic, please.
Yeah. I'm going to say Ocarina of Time can be ranked better than Breath of the Wild because Breath of the Wild took Ocarina of Time's
formula
and they made it better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They made it better.
In that regard... Ocarina of Time set the formula.
Now,
they showed you what it took to make a great game.
There's a lot of listeners who are going to say Majora's Mask should be up there.
No.
You don't agree because, I mean,
I think it should be in the top five argument.
No.
As the darkest Zeldas ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Is the darkest ever ever. There's really, no other Zelda can be darker
Princess,
than that.
Twilight Princess was pretty...
More than Majora's Mask?
It was up there.
No, man.
I think
there's
so.
There's no way.
I don't know about
that one. There's
you never,
no...
Did you ever play Majora's Mask?
No, I played it. That one I played. I didn't like it.
You didn't play Twilight?
No, that's the one from the Wii, right?
It was a Wii. It was a Wii launch title, right?
No,
I didn't play that.
It was like a little motion, but
I saw you play.
Yeah.
I saw you playing the game, but
but you could switch. I think you could switch it.
Yeah, yeah, you can. But it was... Still to this day, the darkest Zelda games ever came out. But you know what it was? I thought it's going to be like Nintendo 64, Ocarina of Time. Mm-hmm. I played it. I felt like I had to rush. Like,
Majora's Mask, you had to rush.
Yeah, but I love to explore and
that's why, to me, it didn't feel like a real Zelda game. It felt like something else, dude.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Well, Ocarina of Time,
in Majora's
I was exploring.
Mask, you had 72 hours to save the world from the moon crashing into the world.
Too much.
And it would just you would relive the same 72 hours until you save the game. Like save the world or whatever.
I don't know. Look, if somebody listened to this, please tell me why Majora's Mask is better than Ocarina of Time. Because honestly,
excuse me?
It's not better.
There might be people like, no, I love my Majora's Mask. I think there's even YouTube videos that people put that as one of the top Zelda games.
I respect everybody's decision.
No,
but you're wrong if you think that.
I mean, your opinion. No,
I don't care. No,
it's all an opinion, man.
Hey, you know what? Your opinion is incorrect. It is wrong.
It's crossing the line of like opinion. Like, that's not an opinion, man.
No, that is opinion. No matter what you say, is an opinion, dude.
You know what? You're wrong. Your opinion means nothing to me.
Yeah.
So you think Majora's Mask should be at least in the top five?
No, not in the top five.
Not top five.
I think if I had to rank games, Breath of the Wild, Ocarina of Time.
Yes.
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past. I say the original Zelda from the NES is four. At least for me.
No way.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Mind you,
there's probably a lot of Zelda games I haven't played.
You could probably throw in one of the Game Boy games in there. Like,
They had some
Oracle
Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color.
Oracles or Link Between Worlds.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You could throw in
DS.
Twilight Princess.
You 3DS.
You could throw in Twilight Princess.
I heard that one was amazing.
Which one? Between
Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess was good. Wind Waker, you could throw it in there.
Yeah, Wind Waker. Okay.
Which one?
I like Wind Waker better than
was
Nintendo.
Was Four Seasons good? I never really got to play that game.
Four Seasons?
I never played that game.
Yeah, it was
you're talking about Four Swords. Where it was four player.
It's four different links.
Four Swords. It's like a purple one, a blue one.
Four Swords is good.
Yeah, you play that one?
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay, I never played that one. I'm keeping it 100 right now.
Me too. It's a bunch of game
Skyward Sword, I didn't like, but the reason I like Skyward Sword was...
Wait, was that strictly motion one?
I don't remember. Was that the one
that I went to E3 one time?
It's the one where like you travel to like you're in this thing above the world, like it's a floating.
But wait, hold on. So I went to E3. Mm-hmm. They had an orchestra playing the soundtrack of the Zelda game.
Yeah,
and Miyamoto, the creator, comes out and was trying to show us how to play the game. Using the Wii controller, not the Wii remote. It's not Wii U, not Switch. Uh-huh. He tried to do it. It wasn't working. On stage, and I'm there in the front like, oh, this is not good. And he's like, and they had to move on, like continue the conference. Yo, it was bad. It was very iconic. The orchestra was there playing, and then he comes out like dressed up as Link with the shield and the sword. And then he's like, he's going like this, and Link is not even moving. And I'm there like in the front like, oh my God, this is not good.
I mean, it wasn't great, but it was decent. Phantom Hourglass.
Which one is that?
I'm turning.
That was a DS game. That's a DS game.
Yeah, DS game.
It was in 2007.
You play that one?
Yeah, of course. I've played every Zelda game.
Every Zelda game? Okay. It's not worse than 2.
No.
Because 2 was the worst. And please, if you disagree with me,
I'm just saying, Twilight Princess is up there in the top 5.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. If somebody asks you, okay, we all agreed that 2 was pretty up there, like one of the worst. What is the second worst Zelda game?
Triforce Heroes? It was a 3DS game.
3DS.
2014, 2015, I think.
Why was the worst? Because I don't remember that game.
That game just played terribly, man. Like, it was just, it didn't feel like any, they didn't do anything new. It wasn't like you were getting any, like, awesome gameplay. It was just, they took the Zelda, you know, formula and just, like, threw a terrible, you know, it was a very, very skeleton Zelda game. You know what I mean? Like, they just took what was good about Zelda, threw it in there, but there was nothing offered new. Mm-hmm. It played terribly. It looked pretty crappy because it was like a DS game.
Okay.
It didn't offer anything to the story of Zelda. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing like... It didn't continue the story of Ocarina or of Wind Waker of any of those games. It was just like a random Zelda game that just... it was kind of like a filler Zelda game, which I didn't really care about.
Okay.
I think Triforce is probably the second worst game.
But is that game like part of that whole three-line storyline?
It's in there. It's somewhere in there.
So let me ask you this. As a person that maybe they just bought a Switch, is their first, the younger generation, probably going
to
be.
That was the game that you had to play with friends. Like you had to have two other people play with you.
What are you talking about?
The Triforce Heroes.
Oh, okay. I was like, yo, Nintendo Switch version? No.
No. I'm going back to Triforce. But okay. I think Triforce, you had to play with other people that had the game and you could connect all three systems to one game. Okay. You had the red, green, and blue, I think. I don't remember what the
hell it was. All right. So let me continue what we were going to say.
Okay.
If somebody bought a Nintendo system for the first time, young, because it can be a lot of young listeners that you know, don't know anything about the old Zelda, whatever. Wow, what in the world was that?
My bad.
All right, so they purchase a Nintendo Switch. Maybe that's their first console.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they haven't purchased a Nintendo Classic, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Which one should be... the first game they should try it out first.
It's the one from the Switch, man. It's the best graphics. Kids nowadays are going to play that game.
Because your stepson, he loves it.
He thinks the Switch one is the best one. And I'm telling him, like,
he played the 64 version too?
He's never played. That's what I'm telling him. Like, wait till you play the 64, man, before you start saying the Switch one's better.
But
he's playing the one.
Breath of the Wild is really
good. He's playing the one from 2013, the one that Link's on the wall. Link, it's the one after the Super Nintendo.
He thinks that
game's amazing.
Okay,
but he's not saying it's better than the Switch. But I'm telling him, like, he needs hold on to your Hold on to that.
Yeah.
Play the 64 one. Because to me, that's the best one.
Okay. My brother went to the bathroom real quick. But bam. Mm-hmm. Tell the story how you got to play Nintendo Zelda 64. Well, look,
my mom bought it like day one. I think the 64 one came out in November. I think. I mean,
was it November? The end of November? Actually, you know,
it was November time.
I'm going to look it up.
Because a month later was Christmas, and that's when I was supposed to get the game for Christmas.
I'm going to check it out right now.
Well, I'll tell the story while you check it out. I think if I had to put money on it, I said the game came out in November. Anyways, my mom bought the game, right?
Yeah.
So my mom is, you know, bringing the presents in. Like, she has in her room, she's wrapping stuff up, you know, getting ready for Christmas for the next month, you know, a couple weeks.
I can tell you.
What?
November 21st.
I told you it was in November.
1998.
Yeah, 98. Yeah, sure. Yeah. So whatever. I find out when my mom put all the gifts. So I
23rd. My bad. 23rd. In North America. Yeah.
So I find out where all the gifts are. And I see the regular rectangle. Looks like a Nintendo 64 box. So I get like a little knife. I get the corners.
Yeah.
Open it up. And I pop all the game. I'm like, oh, this f***ing Zelda.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, curse on here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So whatever. So I get WCW versus NWO. And I just put that game in the box. And I'm playing that game from November all the way to Christmas.
And your mom never noticed.
Mom doesn't know.
Yeah, she's not going to know
about video games.
He's playing Zelda.
So I'm playing it, and Garvey's like, dog, you got Zelda. And I'm like, yeah, I'm playing. And all of a sudden, I'm playing it. 2 minutes in, Garvey's right next to my shoulder. Just like, watch me play.
I love
it.
I'm like, get out of here.
This game is groundbreaking.
Dude, but just off nostalgia reasons, I think the 64 is better.
But here's the problem with us, like the older crowd, like, we can't be stuck. Games, the old time.
I know, but that's a game you eat. You could take nostalgia out, and that game could easily compete, man.
Yeah, it can. I think if it wasn't for that game, there would have been no Witcher. Because have you ever played The Witcher?
No,
he's never played.
Let me tell you.
What system is it?
For now, PlayStation 4, Xbox.
You can play with the newer systems, yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
I know a lot of people are gonna be
Charles
like,
"Charles is playing it." I don't think
so. He's good, man.
A lot of people gonna be like, "Damn, Bam never played The Witcher." I understand. There's a lot of people like you that never play that. They only stick with the old.
In general, I haven't really been playing a lot of. I don't really play that much video games.
So, The Witcher to me is the best game that I played this generation on PlayStation 4, Xbox
One. Say generation
of this generation
of the 2010s, like
no 2013, 14 after the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, like, but. If it wasn't for Zelda 64,
yeah,
there would have been no Witcher because that Zelda 64 was like.
Why do you say that?
It was the first RPG, action RPG game, open world. You go anywhere you want. So to me, The Witcher, you play open world, so many side quests. You can go anywhere you want, and that's why Breath of the Wild also. They developed that game because of The Witcher.
Really?
Yeah, because, dude, if you play The Witcher, if you love Zelda, you love The Witcher, man.
It's a good game, dude.
If you have a PlayStation 4,
yeah, of course.
You can get it pretty cheap right now, too, I think.
Yeah, and the thing is, look, people don't understand, too, man. Like, we're like the people that listen to our show, like, the majority are hardcore. So when they hear you like, yo, I never heard of The Witcher, they'll be like, yo, you really bad. Like,
but
remember, you stuck with a lot of old games, and I understand.
No, it's just I stopped playing games for a very long time.
The only games that Bam really kept up with, like,
it's just traditional things like Zelda, Metal Gear, and like Street Fighter.
Metal Gear, that's it.
Oh yeah. I bought a PS3 because of the
Snake
Metal Gear 4.
Okay,
no, Snake Eater is Metal Gear is PS2.
So you like fighting games too?
Oh yeah, I mean, I scoot on every day in the Street Fighter.
Wow,
chill, baby,
Dragon Ball champ over here too.
Get out of here, dog! I'll put it on right now,
dog. Sonic Fox is hearing me, I'll school him up right now.
Wow,
we put money on it.
Wow, I'm not even gonna say anything because that's a ridiculous comment.
Go one, what's up? I'll school him too.
So you agree with what I was saying about The Witcher?
Yeah, I do. I think so too.
Zelda is. That was strictly because that Zelda, was, if you're a Zelda 64 or Breath of the Wild
was
fan,
inspired by Zelda, yeah.
Witcher should be on your list. Action RPG, best ones.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Okay, fellas. Sometimes, as men, we don't like to admit We need a little assistance. We need a little help. We need a little boost. A little something to add to the confidence. Blue Chew. That's BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. You want a little increase to your performance and get that extra confidence boost that you'll need? Check out BlueChew.com. It brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it's the real deal and it's the stuff that works. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since it's a chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you'll be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Now, it's not just for guys with dysfunction. It's for any guy who needs extra function and to enhance their performance in the bedroom. So again, guys, I know this is always a touchy subject talking about Blue Chew, but listen up here really quick. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. So right now, got a special deal here for our Gamertag Radio listeners. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code GTR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code GTR. Try it out for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Gamertag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Anything else, Nano, before we wrap it up?
Hey, what's the biggest fish you ever caught in the 64 one?
I don't remember.
Dude, I can't. Do you know the weight?
I think so. Mine was like a, I think 18.
18 pound?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
It's a good fish.
It was a big fish.
I don't remember.
I'm just saying.
It got to the point where all I did was fish. I beat the game and just fished.
We mentioned a lot of the Zelda games that are the best. It was either, you know, obviously everybody's choices are going to be Breath of the Wild or Ocarina.
Yeah.
I say revisit the Game Boy games. Those were the really good ones. Those were some of the best Zelda games I've ever played.
Yeah, I agree.
Revisit those games.
Even Game Boy Color.
At least revisit Wind Waker. If you didn't get to play that game, that game was awesome.
I do want to play that game again. Can I borrow, you have a GameCube?
No, I don't, man.
You don't have a GameCube?
No.
I thought you usually like keep every system
alone.
Dude,
it's hard for me. Yo, come on. No, tell him, please. Tell him the amount of boxes I have in my house.
He has a bunch of stuff, bro. Stuff from
his house. I figure you'll keep everything, like when it comes to video games, you keep everything you own. You still own your Final Fantasy 3?
I didn't remember what I did with... I think I gave it to my brother. The other brother, my other brother. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to play...
What do you guys think?
Wait. Can I play the... Well, people can email us?
I mean, I guess.
All right, we'll be right back. I'm going to play right now.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, now, so you're going to say something very quick?
Play those old Zelda games, man. Get back into the handheld games. Don't just think about these console games, you know, like Switch, Wii, all these games are like
portable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like portable has some of the best Zelda content.
You can even play Zelda 64 in a portable.
Yeah.
3DS.
No, well, I mean,
you can.
I don't consider that a portable game.
But you could do it now.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, games that were exclusive to the handheld systems.
Yes.
Go back and play those. Okay. Because those are some of my favorite Zelda games.
Okay.
I'll tell you what not to do. Do not play Link Zelda 2.
Zelda 2.
Because I played on the Nintendo Classic and it did not get any better.
I tried.
It did not age well.
I tried.
At all. It was
like milk. I should age like milk.
It was pretty bad. All right. So, Bam, now do you want to promote anything? You want to promote our
podcast? I don't even know if that's still alive anymore.
No, not podcast, but maybe your company.
My company, yeah. If you guys need any food, you want me to feed you or your family?
Are you hungry? Go over here.
Do you eat? Do you sometimes require nutrition? I can help you. FreshChef.com or .Miami, I'm sorry. Fresh2Chef, that's 2TO, .Miami. hit me up. My email's up there. If you need any inquiries, any prices, catering, we do full service, bar, food, whatever you want.
We have a lot of listeners in Florida. Maybe somebody in Broward, Miami, you want to hire you? Yeah, that's good, Nano.
Yeah, I mean, I do everything. Just let me know. Right. I'll feed you. I'll feed you, baby.
If your stomach growls, just call Nano, man.
There you go. I'll
feed you.
All right, you hungry? All right, Bam, anything else?
Yeah, check me out on Twitter, Bam Beats. Check me on IG, Bam _ Beats.
Yes.
And you want to send, you know, or, you know, want to just talk to me, hit me up, man.
Yeah,
if you want talk to me back.
Are you a rapper or a singer?
Yeah, I'll send you some beats.
There you go.
He doesn't do any of that, but he does make some fire beats.
No, he doesn't sing or rap. I'm just saying if you want beats. I was going to say that, but you never.
Yeah, if you want beats, I got you.
Like, you want him to featuring Bam Beats, vocals by.
Look, are you hungry and you're in the studio? Both of you.
I'll send you a beat. And if you want to just talk trash, we can talk some trash too.
Yeah. If you want to debate with them, hit them up.
I'll send you a meme of one of my friends. And
I'll tell you right now, if you want to debate on any platform, on Twitter or whatever you use.
I got a meme of you.
What?
I got a meme of you.
What do you mean?
I got a Godfrey meme on my phone.
You do?
I make memes of my friends.
Wait, which one? The lamp?
That's a good one. I didn't think about that.
That was really old school.
I'm just going to let you guys know right now, like, if you want to debate us, I'm not so...
What's on what?
So restrained.
Okay.
On any other platform. On Gamer Tag Radio, I have a lot of restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go a little more full force on you.
It's very uncensored.
If you go against Nano in a group text, like, you're going to end up wanting to give this guy...
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to fight me when you see me.
Yeah, you want to give Nano a wedgie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Especially in fantasy football season. You want to... Punch this guy in the mouth.
Okay.
Hey, baby, I'll take that title.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Gamertag Radio, thank you for listening. Remember to hit us up, fam, at gamertagradio.com. And wow, everybody's getting up and going to the bathroom, all that stuff. Also, give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. You can also hit us up, speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. Until next time, we're out. Let's go.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.